you gasp.
As her tale brings you to climax, your thoughts are lost in the pleasure of her imprisoning embrace.
What was that?
She smiles coyly. Yours, you whimper.
Say it again. What are you?
I'm yours, you say automatically.
Yes,
she sighs in ecstasy.
Mine.
She lowers herself to recline against a tree, pulling you in close. Using her tail, she turns you so your back is to her, and she cradles your head against her breasts. Her coils retreat from your shoulders, exposing your chest to the still falling rain. She trails her fingers lightly up your biceps, over your shoulders, along your collarbone, and across your chest as she once again gives you a tight, restraining, constricting hug of ownership.
What are you?
She asks again, her voice smug and seductive. Her elegant hand slides over your mouth, sealing it shut and turning your answer into a muffled grunt.
You cannot escape me,
she whispers.
But perhaps, just perhaps, someone could hear you if you could only cry out. And they may be able to rescue you, to take you away from me. And so, until you fully and truly surrender to me, I will not allow you to speak. I will cover your mouth with my hand, or stuff it full with my breast. Or I will seal your lips with my own. You will not be able to make a sound, except those delicious muffled grunts and moans. Do you understand, my love? Good. Now,
using her hand to tilt your head back, she fixes your eyes with her gaze.
Sleep.
You are already exhausted from her attentions and weak from her power. Your eyes begin to grow heavy as she repeats over and over.
Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
The first time you awaken, you're still wrapped snugly in her coils. Just tightly enough for you to feel it, to know you cannot get free. But even before you can properly get your bearings, her warm, full lips imprison your mouth. One hand cradles the back of your head. The other grips your jaw, holding you in place for her kiss. Pressing, sucking, nibbling, swallowing your feeble attempts to question, to object. She kisses you and kisses you, beginning to growl and groan herself, and squeezes you tighter and tighter until suddenly she pulls back.
Sleep.
The second time you awake, to your astonishment, you find yourself able to stretch your limbs. As your mind clears, you realize that you are, in fact, free. You look around suspiciously as you sit up. Your abductress is nowhere to be seen. The rain has stopped, and instead, warm sunlight caresses your naked body. She's gone, you think, rising to your feet. But you thought too soon. No sooner than you've gotten to your feet and start to orient yourself, then she's there, swooping into view, blocking your way. She holds a single finger up to her lips, and her tail loops around your head from behind. Shh. hush now. Mine. Her tail covers your mouth and curls under your chin, holding your mouth shut. I allow you to awaken so that I may capture you again and again. You reach up to try to pull her off you, but find your fingers instead examining the smoothness of her scaly flesh, the surprising warmth of the powerful muscles that control you. She allows you to touch her for a moment before seizing your wrists and pulling your hands to her breasts.
Now feel these,
she growls, her hands covering yours, using you to massage them.
Aren't they wonderful?
She grins as your eyes flick to hers and are caught there.
Look at me. Look into my eyes. Look deeper and deeper. Keep looking. Feel me. Feel my gaze invading your mind. Feel how wonderful it is to be held prisoner by my eyes.
You whimper slightly as you feel yourself sink into her gaze. Her arms encircle you, hugging you, fingers gripping, squeezing, massaging.
Deeper and deeper. Let my eyes own you. You may blink if you wish, but don't look away. Don't you dare look away. You cannot look away. You do not wish to look away.
Her tail cups your ass and encircles your thighs as she rubs herself against you. She does not even need to remove your gag in order to twine the rest of her tail around your waist, pulling you to her, trapping you against her, and squeezing your bodies even closer together, looping her coils higher and tighter. Each looping coil supports the next, climbing up your body, binding you to her physically as her voice and her eyes bind you mentally.
Even if you could escape,
she smirks,
why should you ever want to leave me? No one else could ever hold you like this. No mortal woman could bind you so closely, so tightly.
Still, you try to push her away. But since your hands are still pinned against her breasts, that only excites her further. By now, you can't help letting out muffled whimpers, which mix with her own increasing sounds of pleasure.
Breathe with me,
she pants, still staring fixedly at you, refusing to allow you to look away. You begin to match her deep breaths. Your shared passion and the increasing constriction of her inescapable length making you work for each inhalation.
Can't you feel it, my own? Don't you want me to wrap you up, snug, tight, and helpless within my coils? Don't you want me to squeeze you so hard that all thoughts and worries are forced from you?
She forces you to nod your head, and then her tail releases your mouth.
Then kiss me and sleep.
You sink once more into blissful slumber as her lips capture yours again. But true to her demand, you are kissing her as well. The next time you wake up, only a single loop of tail rests over your hips. You sit up, gingerly, carefully, and begin to ask, what? But before you can do more than part your lips slightly, her soft, strong hand wraps over your mouth and pulls you back into her embrace. Her palm presses over your lips, her fingers grip your cheek, and her thumb curls over your nose. With her other arm, she hugs you close, pinning your arms and dropping you as surely as if she had used her tail.
Feel how, with just my hand and one arm, I hold you powerless.
Slowly, her tail winds around your legs, wriggling up from your ankles, your calves, and your thighs. Her grip is loose and gentle, and holding on to your remaining shreds of willpower, you strain to keep your legs apart. She laughs, and instead of forcing them together, she wraps around each of your thighs individually, giving them a firm squeeze and making sure that now you cannot bring your legs together.
There is no point in trying to resist me,
she laughs teasingly,
because you never know if you're just playing into my desires anyway. And besides,
the tip of her tail begins to graze your awakening cock, stroking up one side and down the other, slowly circling the head.
I know you love this.
She pulls your head back against her shoulder so that she can lock your eyes with hers once more.
You love me. You came to me because I called to you. I wanted you, and you wanted to be abducted. You crave to be owned by one such as me.
You try to shake your head, but of course, you cannot resist the strength of her hand holding you still, or the power of her eyes wearing you down.
You did. You have always desired to be helpless, to be owned. You have always been looking for someone who wanted you enough to take you, to force you and keep you. And now, she has found you.
Shifting you both, she lays you down on the soft mossy ground and lies on top of you, keeping your mouth imprisoned under her palm, her thumb now gripping your jaw.
Gaze into the eyes of your goddess,
resting her forehead against yours, her eyes so close you literally can see nothing but them.
Give up your pretense of liberty and discover true freedom as my property.
Deeper and deeper, you fall into her eyes and her voice.
Let yourself go. Let yourself be happy.
Her eyes seem to pulse with iridescent light, and you're not even aware of it when you sink into sleep again. The sound of her pleasure awakens you the next time. She's still lying on top of you, one hand wrapped gently around your throat. The other, well, you can only guess that she is pleasuring herself. You can feel the back of her hand pressed against your cock, rubbing slightly as she masturbates. Her mouth is right against your ear, making sure you hear every tiny moment of her bliss. When she realizes you're awake, she swiftly takes your mouth with hers, continuing to finger herself, moaning into you, holding you captive with just her lips and the hand at your throat. She comes again, and once more. Each time, the pressure against your shaft increases for just a moment. Abruptly, she sits up, yanking you up with her, and squeezes your face between her breasts. She pulls your head in with her hands, but holds it there with her tail, occasionally loosening her grip just enough to allow you an intake of breath. Your wrists are swiftly bound by a coil or two behind your back, as she uses both of her hands to bring you erect, squeezing and releasing, squeezing and releasing. And then she squeezes and holds the pressure steady. Her tail loosens at your head, and she grins down at you.
Worship my breasts, lover.
Head buzzing with arousal and directed by the coil around your head, you do just that. You revel in the sensation of their soft firmness against your face, kissing and sucking on her nipples.
Oh, yes. Good boy. And by the way, did you notice that the entire time I was masturbating, you never even tried to get away? I did.
Startled by the revelation, you try to cry out, but she only pulls you in tighter, stifling the sound.
I do love that sound, she muses. Perhaps, once you've given in, I'll ask you to try to yell out, just for fun.
Then, without warning, she releases you. Her hands and her tail let go, and you fall back onto the ground.
Last chance, she says sternly. Run if you can.
She smiles when you hesitate. Of course, it's a trick, but that's not why. You can't remember why you wanted to escape in the first place. Only that you did. You scramble to your feet, unsteady on legs that seem not to have been used in quite some time. You stumble away from her, her laughter spurring you on. Are you running to get away, or because she wants you to? She did say she wanted to capture you again.
Gotcha.
Her arms whip around you from behind, locking around your throat and bringing you to heel. All the strength leaves you in an instant, and your knees buckle. But even as you fall, her tail winds around your legs, cushioning the impact and sparing you any pain. Her warm, smooth coils wrap up your waist and chest, supporting you.
Just relax now.
Her lips brush your ear, and she gives it a sucking kiss.
Let me be your strength.
You find that you can do just that. Cocooned in her serpentine body, you find it so easy, so wonderful to let her hold you up. And without realizing it, your arms, which are free, hug her coils as you slowly regain your breath. She caught you at the edge of an idyllic pond, its surface clear and still.
Look,
she whispers, and you gaze down at the mirror smooth surface of the water. The weight of her body bears down on you, even as the strength of her tail holds you steady.
Look at me.
Your eyes, which had just been admiring the sight of her tight coils, move to her face.
Look at me.
And now you find her eyes. She stares at you in the reflection.
I own you. You are mine. You are my prisoner, and I will never let you go. I have you now, and forever.
Her eyes pulse with light again, seeming even more intense in the reflection. Her coils tighten from just supporting you to once more reminding you of their imprisoning constriction. She clamps one hand over your mouth and wraps the other more tightly than ever around your cock.
Look at me. Listen to me. Obey me. Look at me. Feel me. love me. You are mine. You are my slave. You are my lover. You are my pet. Look at me. Listen to me and feel me. Look at my eyes. See my desire, my love for you. Listen to my voice. Hear my passion, my craving. Feel me. Revel in my power, my strength to hold you captive, to overpower you, to pin you, to bind you, to squeeze you.
She turns you then to face her, and she guides you into her pussy for the very first time.
I give you permission to struggle,
she gasps as she uses her tail to force you as deep as you can go inside her and hold you there.
I want you to struggle one last time with every last remnant of your foolish resistance. Try to get away from me. The harder you struggle, the more tightly I will hold you. The harder I will kiss you. And when you come, and you will, finally, then, you will truly be mine.
And so you do. You try to pull away as she encircles you with her arms and locks her lips to yours. You try to scream out for help. You even try to push her tail away as it slithers around you both, crushing you to her. Tighter and tighter, harder and harder. And you love it. You love the forcefulness of her kiss. Love knowing that she wants you so much that she took you against your will and bent you to hers. You come once more, her cunt milking you of every last drop. Your arms are pinned around her. Your bodies are pressed so tightly, you cannot imagine you ever would have wanted anything else. She gives a satisfied sigh and rests her cheek against yours.
Mine.
Yes, you agree. Oh, yes, yours.